This jerk is finally gone. Lead Trump impeachment counsel Dan Goldman suffers primary defeat in New York. By Marianne Angela on June 23, 2026. CNN called New York's 10th Congressional District Democrat primary for Brad Lander on Tuesday, with the New York City comptroller defeating Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, one of Congress's most prominent critics of President Donald Trump. The former New York City comptroller was being interviewed live on CNN when anchor Caitlin Collins interrupted the segment to announce that the network had officially projected his victory. The real-time disclosure caught the challenger off guard as he processed the definitive moment of a bitter primary campaign on air. "We can now project that Brad Lander will defeat the incumbent, Congressman Dan Goldman, in the Democratic primary for New York's 10th Congressional District," Collins said. CNN projects that Brad Lander, who was backed by Mayor Zoran Mamdani, will defeat Representative Dan Goldman in the Democratic primary for New York's 10th District. "We happened to call the race while he was on air tonight. pic.twitter.com/ps2uc3c5high. Caitlin Collins, at Caitlin Collins, June 24, 2026. "Well, thank you. First of all, obviously I'm thrilled. I did not expect to be on air when the race was called," Lander responded. In a post on Truth Social, Trump celebrated Goldman's defeat and accused the congressman of targeting him unfairly. "Weak and pathetic Congressman Dan Goldman just lost, big. I guess people didn't like him illegally targeting President Trump. In any event, this jerk is finally gone," Trump wrote. It is a stinging irony for Goldman, whose political identity was forged in the trenches of the anti-Trump resistance. Long before entering Congress, he became a household name for the Democrats as the prosecutor leading the House impeachment inquiry into Trump's pressure campaign on Ukraine. Goldman handled the heavy lifting as he grilled witnesses on live television and shaped the legal framework for the president's first impeachment. But in the end, voters in the 10th District decided that being Washington's favorite prosecutor was not enough to save his seat at home. Since winning election to Congress in 2022, Goldman has remained a vocal critic of Trump. He used his seat to aggressively push for follow-up investigations of the president, leading the charge on post-January 6 accountability measures while maintaining a near-constant presence on cable news to pick apart Trump's legal strategy and policy platform.